Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Landry Locker.
Texans, heavy underdog tonight against the Carolina Panthers. Davis Mills making his first start on the 20-year anniversary of Drew Bledsoe getting put out of the game for Mo Lewis. Tom Brady comes in. Could this be...
So he's Tom Brady.
Could this be the irony that we need? Davis Mills, 20 years later, unexpected, makes a start, never gives the job back to Tyrod Taylor. We're talking about a legend this time 10 years from now.
Mm-hmm. How many Super Bowls is he going to win? How many did Brady win in his first 10 years?
Three, four.
Yeah.
I think.
I lose count. That's how great
he
was.
They actually went through a drought.
They did.
And then he just kind of pimp slapped Father Time. I always find it interesting when you're looking ahead to a game, and there's nothing better than primetime football in my world. Shout out to the Loopholes. If you listen, you are one. Want to go to the game? HoustonTexans.com/tickets. We're going to be out there in a few hours. We will see you there. I think we're going to be cruising the what? Yellow lot?
Yellow.
Figgy?
Yep, yellow.
Is that why you're wearing yellow glasses today?
Probably so, yeah.
Okay,
I'll take that.
Okay, mm-hmm. There you go. So the glasses match. We'll be in the yellow lot. Let us know where you're going to be at. Landry Locker, at Lopez on Sports, at the Figgy Fig. I always find it funny when guys do pregame shows or whatever, and you talk about keys to the game. Seth does a good job of giving you specific stuff. So it'll be like Christian McCaffrey did this. You got to watch him on wheel routes. You got to watch him coming out. You got to contain this guy, this guy. It's always specific.
Yeah.
But I'm always amused when some of these like keys to the game, they're always like something. It's something you could say literally about every football game.
Sure.
Every football
Turnovers
game.
Turnovers is a big one.
You got to tackle. You got to tackle. Like if you don't tackle, you're going to lose to a team like Carolina. No, you're going to lose to a team like anything.
Yeah.
If you don't tackle. Watch the tape Johnson. We got a little taste of him earlier on. This is watch the tape Johnson's keys to tonight's game between the Texans and the Carolina Panthers.
All right, fellas, I watched the tape. The keys to the game, Texans versus Panthers. Turnovers, forced turnovers. If you take the ball away, you get more opportunity. Field position, number two. Field position. If you can win the field position battle, you put yourself in better position to win. Key to the game, number three. Six, not three. You score touchdowns and you don't kick field goals against this Carolina Panther football team, then you got a chance to win the game. Number four, clock management. When you face a team like the Carolina Panthers, you got to manage the clock. You don't want to waste your timeouts. You want to have as many timeouts as possible. And key number five, and this is very, 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 very important. Don't drop the ball. When you're a wide receiver and the quarterback throws it to you, don't drop the ball.
The most important thing about football is the football.
And bonus point number six, against this Carolina defense, you got to protect the quarterback. Keep him upright. You don't want your quarterback on the ground. You can't throw touchdowns from the ground. Those are the keys to the game against the Carolina Panthers.
There you go. I mean, that.
Watch
that,
the tape. Johnson is on his game.
He watches the tape.
Yeah, well,
he watches the tape. When you watch the tape, you get stuff like that.
How much of that stuff do you get from watching the tape?
You'd have to ask, watch the tape, Johnson. You'd have to ask somebody who watches the tape.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But in all seriousness, what does a Texans win look like today?
You're going to laugh. Are you ready
to
laugh?
You're going to do it? You're going
to
do this?
The path to victory. Because it is the oldest, you just referenced it. It is the absolute cliche of all cliches. But let's be, we have to be honest with ourselves and our listeners. The Texans are overmatched. They're shorthanded. That's why they're the biggest reason they're overmatched. The Carolina Panthers are in a big-time groove right now. They're playing good football. They beat the Saints, who had just destroyed the Packers. Just completely shut down that offense, Sean Payton's offense. They put a lot of pressure on you. The Panthers are clearly a better team and most likely will win tonight. Sorry to you know, dump that bucket of cold water on you, but that's how it looks. The Texans' path to victory is the oldest cliche in the book, but it has some value and some relevance today because the Texans have done this throughout the preseason. They've done it in the first two games, even in the game they lost last week, is turnovers. They have to stay on brand, whether it's the secondary, which is also depleted, or strip sacks or whatever. They have no chance, and I'm willing to say that. They have no chance without creating turnovers. That's the path to victory.
Create turnovers.
Yep.
That's what we got.
That's what it is. You can laugh. You can laugh all you want. But this is what they do. And that's what they have to do if they're going to have a chance.
I have one.
What's that?
You have to stop Christian McCaffrey.
Well, that
is one of the keys to the game. You got to stop.
That is.
You got to slow him down.
What are we doing right now?
I'm telling you the key of the path to victory. All right, you tell me yours, big boy.
You have to be perfect.
Like, oh, that, really?
No,
you
like
you gotta play perfect football.
No, I'm being serious. Like that's,
well, I was too.
But that's the difference between the Texans and like the Texans of now and the Texans of even a few years ago is you could overcome an Andre Roberts muff punt, but you can't now. Like you like it's like the Monday night game with the Detroit Lions. Like they ended up looking like an assing. It ended up looking like an 18-point win by Green Bay. And if you just woke up and you looked at the box score, you'd say, man, that was an assing.
Yeah.
Green Bay did what they were supposed to do. They were fair by 11. They won by 18. But really, it came down to a 4th-and-1 with less than 6 minutes remaining. Detroit, they'd moved the ball on at ease with Green Bay, against Green Bay. And on 4th-and-1, they decide to try to throw the ball. Jared Goff skips it. And then next thing you know, the Packers just tap the brakes, beat the brakes off of them. The Texans, to win games, they have to be perfect. That's the talent gap. And the concern I have right now is any way in which you can look at, like, causes for concern with the Texans, I think you can go from one side to the other and you can mix it all together.
Yeah.
Like a lot of times you have a young football team when you're rebuilding and you say they're inexperienced, they're young. So they could make some silly mistakes that young players make and it can end up costing you a game. Texans have that at the most important spot. They have that with Davis Mills, and that is a top concern. But when you're talking about an old team, you talk about fresh legs and you talk about, are these guys going to be ready to go? The Texans are like the second or third oldest team in the NFL. So Marcus Cannon, who rushed his way back, how's he going to react? Mark Ingram, who I think is very important to a Texans win. Hell, he was getting killed in Cleveland and still ended up having 44 yards, 45 yards after contact. You can do that math. And that was a week after he had 26 carries for the first time in over a half a decade.
Yeah.
Like, they have every level of concern that you can have for a team the Texans have. So the answer to my, and I'm doing what I'm giving you a hard time about doing, they literally have to be perfect because they can't make mistakes if they want to win. We can come in here and it could be moral victory Friday just like it was moral victory Monday. We can start the work week and end the work week with moral victories. That's just the card that we've been dealt. But in order for the Texans to beat teams like Carolina and really any team on their schedule moving forward outside of maybe Jacksonville, they have to be absolutely perfect. And that's a damn shame because it's damn near impossible to be perfect any given Thursday or Sunday.
So what you're saying is they have to play a clean game.
They can't turn the ball over.
They have to play a clean game is what you're saying. Yeah, she's on the other foot now, huh? But here's the thing, and I'm giving you a hard time and you gave me a hard time, but those are Those are absolutely legitimate with this squad.
Three extra keys, courtesy of your boy, Watch the Tape Johnson. You don't know bleep if you don't watch the tape. Key number one, fundamental tackling. When you face a squad like the Carolina Panthers, you got to tackle. If you don't get guys on the ground like the Carolina Panthers, you're not gonna win the game. Key number two, and this is real deep. We getting real deep in the sticks now. Make the field goals when you kick them. You gotta kick them through those two yellow poles. If you don't get them through the yellow poles, then you're giving the other team the football without points. So when you kick that pigskin with the panels and the laces, you got to kick it through those two yellow poles.
You got to play winning football for four quarters.
Number three. This is real important. When you're playing a team like the Carolina Panthers, you got to get ahead of the chains. You've got to get positive yardage on first, second, and third down. That's the key. First, second, third down, positive yardage against the Carolina Panthers. Sign, Watch the Tape Johnson. If you don't watch the tape, you don't know bleep about football.
Figgy, you and I may have to do the rest of the show by ourselves. That had to hurt. That had to hurt. No doubt about it.
Oh, man.
Yellow poles like the yellow lot.
Did you see what Deshaun's got going tonight?
I did not.
He's going to a party.
Seriously?
Yep.
Hey, how'd your girl do, by the way, with her drop, his girlfriend?
His girlfriend dropped a music video. That's what the party's for.
Oh, really?
Yeah, as if the 3-week build-up to the video was
not
enough.
He's not going to be watching the game? He's not going to be in the stadium?
He's going to a party. She's having a party for her video. So she had a
How many tracks were
count, on? Now, there was one, and it was about a minute 45. So Deshaun Watson's going
she
to a party.
She worked hard on that one.
Did she? So he's going to a party for this video. And I thought
he was going to be on the inactive list in the stadium.
He will not be watching this
maybe
game.
Maybe even on the sideline.
Maybe it'll be on TV, but mm-hmm. He will not be watching this game. Deshaun's got a party.
It'd be funny if they activated him for this game.
Oh, my gosh.
He ain't.
No, they're not. They've already said it, but still.
Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig with you here on Houston Sports Leader, Sports Radio 610. Coming up, how other rookie QBs fared when they made their debut. John Lopez has some stats that will interest you next.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Landry Locker.
All right, Seth Payne lost video here on Throwback Thursday, lost audio, I should say, last time that a Texans quarterback was making a debut on Thursday, as well as some John Lopez stats from other rookies. It is a game day here on Sports Radio 610. Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig with you. Let's go to Scott. Scott, you're on In the Loop. Go ahead.
Yes, I'm a big listener of you guys. I am a big J-Lo fan, and I love Landry. You guys are the best, and I'm in the sports handicapping business. But when I just heard Landry do that breakdown of why Houston and what they need to do to win tonight, it sounded like Kyle Brandt on Good Morning America doing angry runs, for crying out loud. I loved it.
Okay. I don't even know about that. We got a text about Kyle Brandt. I've never seen that.
Mm-hmm.
I have no idea what that is. Is that Good Morning Football?
I'm not sure.
I like their work, though.
You got me as well.
But I do know, like, if we're going back, we can go back like 20 years. I think Gordo from Musers out there in Dallas did something like that. It's making fun of generic hardo football guy has been going on for
a long
years.
Time.
So yeah, it's
you did quite well.
Definitely fun. 713-572-4610. Seth had a little bit, and I had completely forgotten about this. I think he put a lot of effort in this. This was when we're trying to get the mood the last time that the Texans found themselves in not an identical situation, but a similar situation. Deshaun Watson was making his first start week two Thursday night. This is week three Thursday night. It's Davis Mills, not Deshaun Watson, a third-round pick instead of a first. But apparently Seth was trying to do like some sort of roll call. And I guess the foundation of it was that Meltzer was going to be Tom Savage and I was going to be Deshaun Watson.
Okay.
And Seth was going to be Bill O'Brien.
Okay.
So there was like some role play there. So I was Deshaun.
Mm-hmm.
I was a legend.
Yeah, you absolutely were.
Balled out.
You were pretty popular.
Mike was Tom Savage.
And then what happened?
And Seth was B.O.B. I'd forgotten this even existed, but I came across it today when we prepared. J-Lo's got some stats for you after this.
I'm Bill O'Brien. Short week here. I got a lot of stuff going on. I'm on the phone with some European pharmacy that's got connections to Brian Cushing. I don't know what this is all about. We'll find out more this afternoon. Look, I've got to make a decision on which one of you non-Tom Brady's is going to start Thursday night. I've been coaching non-Tom Brady's for a long time in this league, and I think I've got a pretty good feel for who's ready for 2 to 3 quarters of action. Let's do this. I'm going to take you through some quick questions. Savage, what do you do if I call a draw on 4th and 6 in the red zone?
Check out of it.
Good, good, good. You've learned. All right. What's the capital of Boise?
Is it Idaho?
That's a trick question, you moron. There is no capital of Boise. You're on thin ice, my friend, and you're not so light on your feet to begin with to be on thin ice, so you better be careful. Watson, you're up. Who are the Bengals' starting cornerbacks?
Yes, Coach OB. I believe it's Adam Jones and Dre Kirkpatrick.
Good, good. Next question. Like, did George O'Leary fake his resume when he got the job at Notre Dame?
Coach OB, yes.
You see? You're showing your naivete. You're showing your youth. Grow up, you clown. O'Leary was framed by Russians who were desirous of having Ty Willingham in office. This isn't working at all. All right, I'm going to go to a little trick I learned from Jay Paterno. You two will just sit tight. Eeny, meeny, miny, moe, catch a QB by the toe. Dear God, not behind Suafilo. Eeny, meeny, Giacomino. All right, well, the rhyme says that Watson gets the start, but I got to be honest with you guys. It's a fluid situation. I've decided to make a change. Savage, you're the quarterback until I finish this cup of coffee. God, this is hard. I used to be such a good coach when I was coaching Tom Brady.
Seth was losing his mind, man.
He was feeling it.
Are we back to that? What's it like? Like, what is it like? Because when you star for something for a long time, like mm-hmm. we star for a quarterback, and then you get it for 3 years, and then you go back to where you were, what is the emotion like? Like, because I think that's symbolic of what a lot of people were. We were uneasy with what was going on. We thought that maybe we didn't know what Deshaun Watson was going to be. And now here we are. Deshaun Watson wants nothing to do with the Texans. He gone, and we're basically back to, we're basically back to Hoyer, Mallett, Yates, like those types of guys. That's where we're at right now.
We're in that cycle
Mills.
Again. We're in that circle.
So do you just go back to where you were there, or is there like a different attitude because you've actually tasted it? Like, do you become even more resentful?
What's that old saying? It's better to have never had money than to have had money and lost it all or something like that. That's where the Texans are as fans. That's where Texans fans are right now. We had a taste of what big-time quarterbacking looks like. We could see it, you know. We enjoyed it. We had our minds wander, you know, forward several years or a couple of years to all the possibilities, and then it's gone. And so we are back to that cycle of all the quarterbacks that you hope and pray can somehow, you know, develop into something or be better than they've ever been previously. That fits Davis Mills and Tyrod Taylor. Where you're kind of crossing your fingers and hoping, but you had it. And I think it makes it a little worse, to be honest.
Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig with you here on Houston Sports Leader Sports Radio 610. Other rookie quarterbacks who've made their debuts. You have some examples, John. Some of these will be encouraging. Some of these will be discouraging. But the bottom line is this. No matter what Davis Mills does, no matter what he is, rookie quarterbacks will have their struggles.
Yeah, because we talked about, you know, the Mettenberger opener against the Texans, the Wade Phillips defense. Which was a comparison that the Panthers' defense was talked about. So I said, okay, what about actual, you know, first starts for comparable quarterbacks to Davis Mills? So I went to all the pre-draft 2021 draft comparables from various websites. I went to DraftWire, and the comparable for Davis Mills was Brandon Whedon. Okay. So Brandon Whedon's first start, 12 of 35, 118 yards, 0 touchdowns, 4 interceptions in his first start.
Four. Okay, not good.
I went to Walter Football. Andy Dalton was the comparable that they came up with for Davis Mills.
Okay.
Andy Dalton's first career start, 10 of 15, 81 yards. 1 touchdown, 0 interception.
81 yards?
Yep. First starts, man. Keep this in mind as I go through the next four names. It doesn't matter who you are. First starts in the NFL are a whole different world. I went to, it's called NFL Goggles. It's a draft site. And their comp for Davis Mills was Drew Stanton. Okay. In his first start, which, by the way, was in his second season, not his rookie year, 11 of 21, 130 yards, 0 touchdowns, 3 interceptions.
Yikes.
The Boston Globe did their own draft profile of quarterbacks because, keep in mind, they were a team that was kind of tied with Davis Mills. So they comped Davis Mills to Matt Cassel. Wonder how they came up with that. In his first start, which, by the way, was in his fourth season, he didn't start a game until his fourth season, he was 16 of 23, 165 yards, 0 touchdowns, 0 interceptions. Player Profiler is another pre-draft website that I looked at for a comparable on Davis Mills. They came up with Landry Jones, not to be confused with Landry Locker. In Landry Jones' first start, it was his third season. He was 16 of 29, 209 yards, 1 touchdown, 2 interceptions. Then finally I went to DraftNik. Their comparable for Davis Mills was Jimmy Garoppolo. His first start was in his third season, 24 of 33, 264 yards, 1 touchdown, 0 interceptions. So what that illustrates, obviously, is rookies. These are the rookies that started that were comps to Davis Mills. Brandon Whedon and Andy Dalton. Everybody else was in their second, third, or fourth season when they had their first start. The two rookies that started like Davis Mills as a rookie were a combined 22 of 50 for 199 yards, 1 touchdown, and 4 interceptions. It's tough.
And it's not the end of the world if he struggles. That's
right.
The other thing. It's not the end
Andy
of the world.
Andy Dalton became a playoff quarterback. Brandon Whedon became a lifer, you know, a kind of a an every team backup.
This one more than most.
Matt Castle, you know, he had a moment here and there. Jimmy Garoppolo is still relevant. It's just a different world in your first NFL start. So I thought that was pretty interesting. Those are the guys that they seem to have the same characteristics, same profile as Davis Mills coming out of college.
Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig with you here on Houston Sports Leader, Sports Radio 610. How Deshaun almost ended up in Carolina with Nick Caserio. Plus, what Deshaun will be doing tonight. Oh, my gosh. I can't believe he's going to have to listen to this next.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Live from the Twin Peaks Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Landry Locker.
Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig with you here on Houston Sports Leader, Sports Radio 610. What Deshaun Watson will be doing tonight? You want to talk about a lot of hype for not much. Goodness. We'll get into that in a sec. But let's hear from Matt Rule, the coach of the Carolina Panthers. I think he brought up an interesting point. When it comes to who we will see starting for the Texans, Davis Mills. This was Matt Rule talking about scouting Davis Mills leading up to the draft, which I think is a big, big advantage for Carolina heading into the short week tonight at NRG.
Obviously, Coach Kelly, their offensive coordinator, was there last year. So we've watched film going back last year, the year before, just to see the scheme. When Davis went in, it was pretty much the same thing. They got under center a little bit more. Went back to all the preseason games, have a good chance to see Davis play there. You know, obviously, we prepared for him in the draft, so we have a good book on him in terms of all the good things that he does really well. We've watched all that. We're also preparing for Jeff Driscoll, you know, who's come in, and, you know, you watch him in the Dallas game. He's running some, you know, zone read, so we're preparing for all the zone read stuff. So I don't think too much changes on our end. It really can't on such a short week.
Okay. I think that's a big advantage for Carolina. The fact that Carolina needed a quarterback heading into the draft and that they studied Davis Mills. In-depth study is what goes into this type of stuff. So I'm imagining they're just pulling up those notes. They're combining it with the tape that they've already watched. And I actually think that's a big advantage that they have. I think it's the same advantage New England and Bill Belichick are going to have in a couple of weeks as well. And I think it's something, nobody's talking about.
No, it's legitimately something that has not been mentioned, and it's a really good point. People know that NFL teams dig deep into, you know, prospective draft player draftable players, but a quarterback like that, it's times two or ten.
Let's put it this way: teams that have quarterbacks like the Chiefs, if the Texans were facing the Chiefs this week, mm-hmm. Andy Reid and his coaching staff don't know much about Davis Mills.
Correct.
They didn't scout him like Carolina did. Carolina's looking for a quarterback. They're doing the work like that. So you have that type of advantage. Like, Baltimore's not doing that.
And they've also...
Chargers aren't doing that.
Presumably at least interviewed him the 15-minute thing that they do at the combine, but maybe even brought him in. I mean, I don't know. I don't have that detail in front of me, but they certainly have spoken with him at some level as well.
So what does Carolina see in Davis Mills? Here's Matt Rule, former coach at Baylor, now the coach of the 2-0 Carolina Panthers, talking about what he remembers off the top of his head about the man that Texans fans will see under center first play on offense for the Texans tonight at NRG.
I remember going all the way back to the fall as he started to become a guy. I remember, you know, excellent quarterback, really smart, has a big arm, moves well, had a huge game. I think it was against Cal or Washington. I can't remember who it was. And so you see all those things on tape, right? You know, for him to be able to go in there and manage their protections and get in the right runs, you can see how intelligent he is. And, again, he has a big arm and he's extremely accurate.
All right. And I think he's kind of just – you know, touching the go-to points there, kind of superficial. I think he knows a lot more than that.
The craziest thing about this whole matchup tonight is Nick Caserio, who's in charge of this rebuild with the Texans, and Deshaun Watson, kind of the elephant in the room. We'll let you know what he's going to be doing tonight. Man, I feel sorry for him. I'd probably bring some earplugs if I were him. But these two guys almost ended up in Carolina. Yeah, going back to the offseason, this was Matt Rhule talking about his quarterback situation, and they were making no secret about it that they were trying to upgrade at that position. They had an owner in Dave Tepper who was willing to do whatever it took to get Deshaun Watson. We had Nick Wilson on yesterday, and Nick Wilson said that they were very much interested in Deshaun Watson, and if this legal stuff gets taken care of in any way or gets cleared up, then they probably will be interested in him again.
Mm-hmm.
This was Matt Rhule in the offseason talking about his then quarterback Teddy Bridgewater and their willingness to kick the tires on other options at the most important position.
You know, this is the time of year where there's lots of rumors and speculation, and not all of it's true. I'm out in the community. People say things to me, ask me questions. I heard this team called you. I heard not all of it's true. Some of it about it can be true, but a lot of sometimes it's not true. So Teddy is a tremendous professional. Teddy is a tremendous person. As far as where he stands with us, I mean, he's our quarterback. We're going to continue to try to improve the roster at every position, and that's at every position. You know, we'll always look at every, you know, we want to be in on every deal. Our personnel people in the league are all just kind of waiting to see where everything goes. So I think we're going to just kind of take it day by day.
All right, so it's clear why Deshaun didn't end up in Carolina. It's very clear. But how close was Nick Caserio to ending up in Carolina? We're going to be joined by someone who wrote about that
Deshaun Watson.
In Charlotte. Deshaun Watson. No, Nick Caserio. Nick Caserio interviewed in Carolina.
That's well, I know, but how close was Deshaun Watson to ending up in Carolina? Scott Fowler is going to join us at 1:30 to talk about all those details that happened and just how close it was.
And he, I think he also mentions in his column about Nick Caserio.
Yes.
So yeah, that's what I was saying. The Nick Caserio thing, where Nick Caserio, he actually interviewed with Carolina, if I'm not mistaken,
yes.
The day that he that it was announced that he ended up on the Texans, and I guess they didn't get that call back. Next thing you know, the Texans are on a plane, and Nick Caserio ends up being the coach of the Houston Texans.
It makes tonight's game, could you imagine? You know, could you imagine? Because you heard him mention it there, and Dave Tepper said, that he wanted to be in on every deal. And so that included Deshaun Watson. And that was something that had – Nick Caserio just picked up the phone after the fact and been able to get that deal done. Had the Texans gotten the deal done, that we could easily have Deshaun Watson on the field tonight for the Carolina Panthers.
And I wonder what if Nick Caserio had ended up getting hired there? What if Nick Caserio ended up getting hired there? I wonder if he would be trying to trade for Deshaun Watson. Wouldn't that be?
Oh, that's an interesting question.
If you had Caserio and Deshaun Watson in Carolina tonight, it'd be crazy. Not going to happen though.
Well, the guy who's really plugged in is going to be joining us about 1:30.
1:30, yeah. We'll have him on. We'll ask him about this Deshaun Watson stuff, about the Nick Caserio stuff, about how much stuff could have changed tonight right here on Sports Radio 610. Deshaun Watson going to be at a party tonight.
But they have a game.
He is going to be at a party tonight. He will not
Where's
be watching
the
game. It's in L.A. His girl, Jilly, on Instagram, he actually put this out. She put out a song.
We heard about Jilly earlier in the week.
We did. She put out a song, though.
She made it sound like this was going to be
my
whole album or something.
I thought it was going to be Umbrella by Rihanna type stuff.
Yeah.
That's what I was anticipating. But she put out the song. She put out the video. Are most songs a minute 49, Fig? I thought normally you go like 3:15, maybe 4.
In this day and age, yes.
Okay.
It's more of a streaming, kind of getting over on the streaming thing.
Yeah, but more than one song. Yeah.
No, they try to get people to stream it multiple times.
She was
so that's why
the
they
video.
Got it so short.
Yeah, it wasn't an album. It was just a video.
Yeah.
But it's called New Safe.
It's Deshaun's girlfriend.
I think that's a monetary reference. So Deshaun's been tweeting it out. I finally decided I'm just going to check out what she's all about. I mean, she said this was her roots. She's going back to her roots. I would say being an Instagram model is the roots, but I don't know. I don't know what she's known for. Maybe she is known for music. I'm an old school type I don't know much about the new artist. I just never knew that she was one, but
yeah.
This is the song and the video. It's titled, what's it? New Safe. Okay.
Yeah, new safe.
All right, here we go. Let's hear Deshaun's girl. This is what he's going to be celebrating. This is basically going to be on loop tonight for Deshaun Watson. I'm serious. He will hear this song probably 79 times.
I was going to say 15 times.
79 times he will hear this song. They're having a party for it.
And in L.A.
to celebrate the release. Yes.
But they're playing in Houston.
Yeah. Deshaun's going to be in L.A. at the party for sure. That's where he'll be. And this is what he'll be listening to. Hold on, did you accidentally play Ludacris? What's going on here?
I thought I did for a minute, but that was a Ludacris song. Well, the original,
she put it.
Wait, she used a Ludacris sample?
Yeah. Now, actually, this sample is from Too Short back in the day, and Ludacris used that, so he made this sound, a little more famous.
So she recycled the recycled.
Yes.
Yeah. Kanye does that too, though. But go ahead.
All you bitches is dead. I heard nothing you said, and your man is a fed. He ain't opened the bag so you could close up your legs. I was getting the bread. I was calling the bank, told them I'm on the way. Be a real good one. I need a whole new safe. Be a real good nigga. I'll put this in your face. I just killed that stick. They gotta open the case. Get it right. He in love with me, but he on for the night. Offshore money, big whips on site.
What is going on right now?
So this is her going back to her roots?
This is the jam right here? This is what all the hype was about?
I didn't know she rapped. I didn't know she was a rapper.
You thought it was a singer?
I thought she was going to give us an R&B joint.
I still don't.
Lay flat seats when I sleep on a flight, on a flight, on a flight. Get it right.
Dirty. That's her roots. She's getting back to her roots.
I've had enough of that. I don't want to hear that all the way through. That is terrible. What in the hell is that? Is that what kids are listening to these days?
No, that is a woman who is.
I mean, I can listen to Cardi B or something like that. Absolutely. Like that, she actually has some talent. What is this?
That's a woman taking advantage of a relationship she's having with Deshaun Watson.
He's in love with me, but he's your blank for the night. Is that like a reference to like your man cheating on you?
I guess.
It makes sense, right?
What'd she say? The offshore
she
stuff?
She said he's in love with me,
yeah,
but he's your
yeah
for bleep the night. For the night. Yeah. Isn't that like a cheat? Like a, yeah. What is going on?
It is
on
all
there?
Starting to make sense now, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, the 9 to 5, the materialistic with Deshaun, it makes sense. That song sucks.
And
I'm
her
sorry.
Staying with
Maybe
him.
Maybe I'm not cool.
Despite all his alleged indiscretions.
I'm not cool. 713-572-4610 if you want to get in. Tim, you're on In the Loop. Go ahead.
Yeah, I have to agree. That song totally sucks, if you want to call it a song.
Yeah, I don't. I really am. That is.
Boy, I know you want to watch this. I'm the main topic. Cutting up crazy. No, I'm never finna stop this.
Oh my gosh. What is this, Dr. Seuss? You gonna make me have to put the world
get it right. He in love with me, but he on. I like the beat. I like the beat.
Well, I'm sure she had nothing to do with the beat. Right, Figgy? Isn't that how it usually works?
Yeah, somebody probably. Shout out to the producer who made that beat.
That world is just crazy to me. I don't think it's real. I really don't. And that's not me saying, like, you know, the difference between like social media and reality. I don't think 2.5 million people care what she does.
No,
I'm sorry. Like,
they care what she looks like.
But that's like a dime a dozen thing. I almost feel like
people just
are they buying followers?
Stuff.
Like, does she has
they
a,
do
she,
right? Fig?
She has a million more followers than Deshaun. Like that ain't real.
No,
that ain't real.
No, people buy Instagram followers like crazy.
Some of your favorite rappers buy their Instagram follow.
And her family, it seems, you know, was well enough to at least support
her.
No,
she's from the burbs.
Yeah.
She's in the burbs. Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. But it also makes sense in this way to me, how she is willing to just do anything with Deshaun and be his, quote, girlfriend, because it helps her career. And she clearly, her roots are kind of, promiscuous, let me say. And so whatever is going on in his life with 22 other women and more has nothing to do with
it.
She doesn't care.
And not all of the loopholes. Shout out to the loopholes. If you listen, you are one. 713-572-4610. It is game day. She kind of strikes me as kind of like an MC Gusto. With the way she's acting there. Well, I don't expect too many people to be familiar. She reminds me of MC Gusto with the way she's acting, quite honestly.
Well, explain it.
It's one of the most underrated Chris Rock movies of all time. Charlie Murphy was in it. Rest in peace. And basically, Charlie Murphy is a gangster dude named Gusto. And he's like really, really about that life, but he's crazy and he ends up in jail. So there's a guy named Albert, who's Chris Rock's character, and he's like a real nerdy guy, just like has a nice home, all that. That goes back to the Your Name is Clarence and you have a happy marriage,
eight mile
thing. And he decides that he's going to steal Gusto's identity and he's going to start a rap group called Cell Block 4. So he's basically like doing gangster rap,
but
he's calling himself Gusto while Gusto's in jail. Gusto ends up getting out of jail. If you haven't seen the movie, a lot of people have it. You should check it out. CB4, it's good. That's what she's acting like with all this stuff she's saying and the stuff she's putting on and all this type of stuff. It seems kind of MC Gusto to me.
Okay.
And I think Deshaun got fake after he signed the contract too.
Well, you've said that from the very beginning. But you were maybe the first.
I just don't get
to,
that.
To really talk about that.
But that's what he's doing tonight. That's the point. Davis Mills is playing. Deshaun Watson is celebrating that awesome piece of music and that music video. 713-572-4610. Drew, you're on In the Loop. Go ahead.
Yeah, man, it's your boy Drew up at Temple. She's more like Megan the Shetland Pony or Cardi D minus.
Cardi D minus. That's perfect.
Megan the Pony?
Megan the
That was funny.
Megan the Pony or Cardi D minus. Oh my God. We might as well end the show right now after that. That was.
I liked Cardi D minus. You liked Megan the Pony. That's good.
713-572-4610 if you want to get
Deshaun, in. There is like a real, you know, relevant, timely thing that this reflects of Deshaun Watson. He's just
there. He's living his life. It's great.
He's not the same guy.
No, it's fine, but he's just about that swagger and that.
There are people who knew him well at Clemson.
No,
I've talked to people
who know him who said that. Like that's part of the reason why I said it in September is because there's actual people who know him that said, "Yeah, this is not the same dude." It's very, 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 very different. 713-572-4610. Some young loopholes. A 20-year-old student at U of H. Shout out to Johnny. He says that this is the type of music the kids listen to these days. He says it's not a good version, but this is similar to what the kids listen to. So shout out to Johnny. Go do your homework, man. What are you doing? Carry around that Odyssey.
Homework, man,
he's got some school going on. Get it together.
Yeah, you're the voice of homework, aren't you? You just ran home so you could get started.
Right?
I know school's over, Mom, but you make me a sandwich? I got some more algebra.
That dude said Cardi D minus. 713-572-4610. If you want to get in, we got some people that definitely want to get in on this. We'll get to you when we go around the NFL, we promise, because it is game day. We got to hear from you. It's also something on a more serious note. It is National Suicide Prevention Month. Join us for special programming tomorrow titled I'm Listening. It's going to be a 2-hour show featuring some of the biggest names in music and sports, including our guys Seth Payne and Cecil Shorts. They'll open up about their battles with mental health. It's Friday night, 8 o'clock, right here on Houston Sports Leader, Sports Radio 610. And please remember, you are not alone. I've dealt with a lot of this with my family members, et cetera, some other stuff. So you are not alone, and you can go to imlistening.org if you want to learn more about this tomorrow at 8 o'clock.
You know what I like about this the best? You don't have to go anywhere. You can just listen.
Just listen.
You know, because a lot of times people don't like feel, man, I just got to talk to somebody, but they don't want to be out and, you know, kind of show in their face for whatever.
You don't want to be vulnerable.
And I think that's the cool thing about this.
Let's go around the NFL. Let's hear from some more loopholes, and let's see if we can track down Cardi D minus. Round the league next.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.